Here's another foreign policy related question. Okay, compare Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan versus Turkey, Lebanon. And it says, this suggests all Arab countries are not the same. Comments.
So this is generally a very confused question.
For one, Turkey's not Arab. The Turks are not Arab. They're Turks. They would be insulted if you called them Arabs. They are a different, you know, ethnic group, race, whatever you want to call it. So the Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, and Lebanon are Arab. Turkey's not. Now, again, I'm not sure in what sense Lebanon is that different from Egypt and Jordan. Yes, much of the Lebanese population is more secular, and that is a consequence of the fact that they have a much more diverse religious base in Lebanon. There are many more Christians. There are Druze, which is a whole religion that is not Islam or Christianity. And even the Muslims are split between Sunni and Shiites. And Lebanon was heavily influenced by the West, by the French in the late 19th century, early 20th century, and went through dramatic secularization. Although that secularization, I think you will find, is disappearing. And you will find that, you know, my belief at least, that in 20 years, Lebanon will be a lot more like Egypt, Jordan, and Pakistan. But even Egypt, Jordan, and Pakistan, again, Pakistan is not an Arab country. Pakistan is a Central Asian country. So I'm not sure what we're trying to unify here. But look, I don't think anybody has ever said all Arabs are the same, all Arab countries are the same, all countries in which Muslims live are the same. I certainly have never said that. I'm sure Dr. Peikoff has never said that. There is a real problem in the Middle East. And that problem is the rise of a fundamentalist totalitarian religion, radical Islam, and that religion wants, as bizarre as it might seem to all of you, it wants world domination, and that religion is growing. It's growing in Egypt. Its influence is growing in Egypt. Its influence is growing in Jordan. If there were elections today in Jordan, the Muslim Brotherhood, one of the lead advocates for this political religiosity, would win. In Pakistan, it is growing, although Pakistan, again, traditionally has been a more secular country than, let's say, Afghanistan or many other, or Saudi Arabia. And it's growing in Lebanon, dramatically growing in Lebanon. And even in westernized Turkey, the current government in Turkey is a moderate version of the Muslim Brotherhood, which long-term would love to turn Turkey into an Islamist nation, leading a new caliphate for the whole Muslim world in order to take over the world. Now, how could that be? Isn't Turkey really moderate? Well, they used to be, but they're moving away from that, as is the rest of the Middle East. Iraq is dominated by Shiite extremists on the government. Iran, of course, is a theocracy. Libya and Tunisia are dominated by Islamist groups. They call themselves moderate. But let's see how moderate they are. You know, to evaluate historical trends, one needs more than a couple of years. So all these countries are different in some ways, but in the most important way, in the degree in which they are going to let religion interfere in their political lives, to the degree to which religion has interfered in their political life, to the degree to which they are becoming more Islamist and will allow the Islamists to dominate, they are very, very similar to one another. Again, if I take Lebanon, while Hezbollah might be a minority in Lebanon, Hezbollah sits in the government and has huge power in Lebanon, political power. And Hezbollah is an Islamist, radical Islamist group that would like to turn Lebanon into a theocracy. So theocratic government is moving forward in the Middle East across all these different countries. And unfortunately, because of that, all of these countries are moving away from Israel ideologically, away from the United States ideologically, away from the West ideologically. And they are becoming more and more hostile towards the West, more and more hostile towards the United States. And I predict that things are going to get much, much worse in the Middle East. And there might be a country here or there that's an exception, but generally things are going to get much, much worse in the Middle East before they get better.